Adopt a growth mindset. People vary in intelligence, thoughtfulness, and adventurousness. For years, experts have explained these differences by looking at a person's environment, physiology, and genetics. However, other factors also shape our traits, including whether we have a fixed or growth mindset. People with a fixed mindset see their personality and intelligence as unchangeable. They think that neither can be altered and always feel the need to prove themselves in every situation. This outlook often develops early in life due to influences from teachers or parents. On the other hand, those with a growth mindset believe they can develop and change their personality traits over time. They see the future as a chance to grow, even during tough times. In an interview discussing mindsets, individuals were asked about their reactions to receiving a C+ on a midterm exam and getting a parking ticket. People with a fixed mindset expressed they would believe the world is out to get me or label themselves as losers or idiots. On the other hand, those with a growth mindset stated they would put more effort into their studies and be more careful when parking. Mindsets influence. Understanding how we see ourselves is crucial, yet most of us aren't very good at it. People with a fixed mindset tend to take failures personally. Whether it's losing a job or facing rejection romantically, they see it as a direct hit to their worth. This feeling of being unwanted only makes their self-esteem worse. Fixed mindset folks work hard to cover up their flaws, believing that who they are and who their partner is can't change. People with growth mindsets believe they can change their personality traits and develop their abilities. They enjoy learning and feel frustrated when they're not reaching their potential. A growth mindset helps people deal with stress effectively. Impact of mindset on academic performance. Mindset plays a crucial role in leadership qualities and academic performance. For instance, medical students with fixed mindsets lost interest in an important class after earning a C grade. They were used to receiving quick rewards and lost motivation when faced with difficulty. In contrast, students with growth mindsets thrived in the class, even as it became more challenging. Mindsets play a crucial role in how natural talent develops. An educational researcher discovered that exceptional people, from swimmers to musicians, only showcased their talents after dedicated study and application. For example, Mozart spent a decade honing his skills before creating anything memorable. Both inventors and artists possess the ability to learn and mature over time. They don't rely solely on their natural abilities. Mindsets are tailored to various talents, so an artist might be more receptive to new ideas, but may face social constraints. Mindsets affect how depressed students manage their conditions. Those with growth mindsets actively tackle their depression while maintaining their school schedules and outside interests. In contrast, students with fixed mindsets become less active and involved when they're depressed. Effects of praise on mindsets. Praising children for their intelligence can shape their mindset. Kids praised for their smarts often adopt a fixed mindset, avoiding new challenges to protect their egos. They prefer easy tasks to maintain their success and avoid showing any weaknesses. When praised for their abilities, students resist tougher challenges, feeling it hinders their enjoyment of learning. On the other hand, those praised for their effort are more willing to tackle difficult problems. Studies even show that praising a child's intelligence can lower their IQ score, while praising effort can increase it. Labeling people can be damaging. Whether it's calling kids gifted or exceptional, or using negative stereotypes based on race or sex, these labels can make people feel inferior. They create a negative cycle where people start to believe the labels and act accordingly, often not reaching their full potential. When teachers tell young girls they might not be good at math or science, it can push them to do worse. In a study, boys who were encouraged to believe negative stereotypes about girls ended up feeling better about themselves. Shift your mindset. Mindsets shape how people see the world, but they aren't fixed. People can learn new skills and change their mindsets. For example, athletes who adopt a growth mindset can develop positive traits. They focus on the process of improvement rather than just winning. They learn from mistakes and understand that hard work leads to personal growth. In contrast, athletes with a fixed mindset focus solely on winning and feel dejected when they lose. Skill and instruction. Today, businesses highly value talented individuals. However, this has led to the development of certain mindsets. Enron, for example, actively recruited highly educated and talented people. Unfortunately, this also resulted in promoting an internal environment where making mistakes could severely damage one's reputation and the company's image. Enron was reluctant to admit its mistakes and placed a high value on its public image. When investors questioned the company's actions, its executives, who had a fixed mindset, became defensive and dishonest. Research indicates that companies led by executives who believe in growth tend to seek employees who can identify and solve problems. These leaders trust in people's ability to develop and overcome challenges. A study compared companies based on their stock market performance. It found that successful companies were led by leaders who consistently analyzed their processes and addressed failures. For instance, the CEO of Circuit City conducted debates in his boardroom to discuss critical issues and learn from other board members. Influence of task definition on student mindset. Researchers found that how students are told to approach a task affects their mindset. They gave two groups of students a high production goal to meet. One group was told they would be measured by how much its members knew about a specific process, creating a fixed mindset. The other group was told to develop new skills so they could learn as they worked, promoting a growth mindset. Initially, both groups failed to meet the goals. However, over time, the growth mindset group learned from their mistakes, motivated each other, and eventually outperformed the fixed mindset group. When it comes to building confidence, coaching, and teaching about mindset can make a difference. The trick is to let the student know that the mentor is invested in their progress and wants to help them grow overall. Effective praise for students. Teachers should be cautious with their words. Blind praise can backfire on students by confusing them about their learning speed, study habits, or abilities. Instead of generic praise, focus on acknowledging their efforts and achievements. This encourages students to take on more challenging tasks. Even innocent remarks like, "You're smart, so you learn quickly," can make children feel bad about learning slowly. Shielding children from failure isn't beneficial. Experiencing setbacks or not being the best is a normal part of life. Parents who prioritize winning above all else fail to offer their children alternative ways to find value in their efforts. This approach can lead children to blame others, dismiss the importance of the activity, or develop a mindset where failure becomes a self-fulfilling cycle. Mindset and leadership, exposed and guided. A leader with a fixed mindset can lead a company towards disaster. One study discovered that corporate leaders prioritizing their reputations often harm their companies. For example, Lee Iacocca brought Chrysler back from the brink, but then he focused on boosting his reputation. While he was doing that, the company started to decline. According to the researcher, executives who see themselves as geniuses or visionaries often fail to build great teams. In 1996, a corporate turnaround specialist, Albert Dunlap, took charge at Sunbeam. He fired half the employees, and the company's stock soared. However, he faced challenges when he took over the company's operations. He dismissed those who disagreed with him and had to inflate sales figures. Within 3 years, he was removed from his position. Executives who adopt growth mindsets are on the opposite end. For instance, Jack Welch took over GE in 1980 when it was worth $14 billion. By 2000, its value had skyrocketed to $490 billion. Jack Welch became GE's top executive by admitting he wasn't a genius and promising to learn. His pitch worked. He aimed to get more employee ideas and break down internal barriers. He often met with assembly line workers to hear their opinions. Club transformation through leadership. Once, he spoke to a small group of senior GE managers, asking about their plans. A month later, the club president announced the group would become a volunteer and open its membership. 20 years later, it has 42,000 members. Welch also dismissed four managers who achieved their financial goals but didn't uphold GE's values. He made a costly error when GE acquired Kidder, Peabody & Co., which cost hundreds of millions of dollars. This taught Welch the importance of balancing ambition and caution and avoiding overconfidence. Effective leaders are not born, they are made. Studies show that anyone can become a leader by changing themselves. Instead of trying to find natural leaders, companies should look for people with the potential to grow and then give them chances to learn new skills. When companies offer employees new opportunities to learn, they help them move up, earn more, and be better prepared for life's challenges, love versus war. Individuals with open mindsets approach personal relationships differently from those with fixed mindsets. People with fixed mindsets tend to seek spontaneous connections and dramatic breakups. They are slow to forgive, viewing forgiveness as a potential weakness or risk of rejection. When relationships sour, they often blame their partners and deflect personal responsibility. In extreme cases, they may become so competitive that they overshadow their partner's achievements and identity. Your outlook on life can affect your happiness or stress levels, depending on how you interpret events and react to them. People with fixed mindsets often make harsh judgments about others. Psychologists use cognitive therapy to help them question why they judge others so harshly and whether their opinions are fair. This approach helps break the cycle of fixed mindsets and opens up new opportunities for personal growth. Key points: 1. Mindsets like fixed and growth shape how we see ourselves and our abilities. 2. Adopting a growth mindset allows us to develop and change our traits over time. 3. Praise effort over intelligence to encourage tackling challenges. 4. A growth mindset helps in managing stress and setbacks effectively. 5. Leaders with growth mindsets build great teams and learn from failures. 6. Encouraging a growth mindset in children promotes resilience and learning. 7. Challenge fixed mindsets to open up opportunities for personal growth.